What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Whose at mic music do we play? Brandon's or Carl's? Or both?
I have to play them both. They're
all
both
right, producer
good.
Producer Natalie. You got it? That's Brandon's.
And the reason we're inviting them both on mic with us, there's Carl's. And the reason we're having them both on mic with us is because we've had a debate, not really a debate, a conversation based on a sentence that Brandon said. About dating black women, and specifically dating snappy finger black women,
right,
is how he described them. Natalie just lowered the monitor so she could look right at Brandon right now.
Do you consider producer Natalie a snappy finger black woman?
Yes.
I love you, Natalie.
Here comes the mic.
Let's play Natalie's at mic music.
Hi, Natalie. Like she got a
We're laughing because of the look on Natalie's face.
Good morning, Miss Producer Natalie.
Natalie's so sweet, too. So,
and that's the thing. It's like I've never been mean to anyone in here. So
excuse me?
Are you kidding me?
Excuse me?
Have I ever been mean to you?
Mean?
You
no. Given a hard time, yes.
Because I like you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Not right now, but.
So, Brandon, we'll give you a chance. We'll give you a chance because Carl's the one who really wanted to weigh in on this. And Natalie, you're more than welcome to participate as well. And everybody knows our phone number, 404-741-Q100. Brandon, just in 60 seconds or less, what is your point of view on dating black women versus white women? And Brandon is a black man who interns for us.
I haven't dated a black woman, never opposed to dating a black woman. I just don't deal well with attitudes. And in my life, I've all the black friends that I have, female friends, have been known to have the snappy finger attitude. And it's something that I love about them when they're in my corner, and it's not when they're against me. So I just don't deal well with attitudes in general of any woman, no matter what race.
So that's what I think you should say. You should say all women and not black women.
But I think what caused the controversy is that you specified black women in the first time we talked to you. So that's where this is all rippling from.
And Carl, you've got a response to this, right? Because Carl's also black and married to a black woman.
Oh, yeah.
And she's snappy finger black woman.
Is she snappy
black
finger?
Black sisters, black daughters, and everything.
And Carl says that this is more of a reflection on Brandon than it is on black women, or as Brandon would call, snappy finger black women.
Yeah, and what I want to say, Brandon, like, listening to Brandon and his dating thing and all that, I have to cut him a little slack, too, because don't get me wrong, man. You know I got love for you, my man, 30 grand. But if you were my little brother, I'd smack in the back of your head.
That doesn't stop most people around
here.
In
the back of your head. You sound like my nephew sometimes. And it's just like, when it comes to, when you make the statement that that black women are snappy and all that, good, come on, man. That's not the truth. And I hate that you said that, to put that out there to kind of feed into that stereotype. Because we all know, your mother, she will go off on you if she needs to. It's really, man, it's like the strength, the beauty, the passion, the vivaciousness, the tenacity of black women, man. It's untouchable. You can't touch it.
Carl, if you weren't married, you would have been so married by 5 o'clock tonight with that last sentence.
And you love it, right? That's what you honor and love about black women, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I mean, for real, man, seriously, like that, not only that passion that Lisa, I remember that caller. You cannot forget Lisa, but the passion that you get, not only do you get that passion when they're upset with you, you get that same passion when they're not upset with you. So that's what you got to understand. That passion, man, that's just a passion. Now, not everyone is snappy finger, and I know you've already said that, but it just bothered me, man, that you would put that out there knowing. And then you even said that Lisa sounded like your mom. So would you not date a woman like your mom? You just gotta know
how do you respond to that, Brandon?
I mean, would I date a woman like my mom? Yeah, I would, but again, I don't do well with attitude. So that's a problem with me and my mom, too. When my mom gets overly attitude-ish towards me, I just don't talk to her. Me and my mom.
Are you afraid of confrontation? Is that it?
I just don't. Well, to be honest, we grew up with a lot of arguing in the house between my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time as a kid in my room listening to them arguing and stuff like that. So I vowed never to be in a relationship or a situation where there's arguing.
Are your parents divorced?
Yeah.
And the reason I ask that is because I know that people, friends of mine who are divorced kids tend to avoid conflict because conflict to them, and not to put words in your mouth, but it seems to remind them of it being a negative outcome.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, I can understand that. That makes more sense.
Hey, is it Elon?
Yes.
Hey, Elon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Okay. Well, I love the show. I've been listening since I was 14. Now I'm 23. You guys aren't old, but I love you guys.
All right, Elon, thanks a lot for calling.
Bye-bye. See you later. You'll watch us turn into snappy finger white women right now.
What's your comment for Brandon?
I just wanted to call in and defend intern Brandon because I'm a black female, and I mean, I grew up in a majority, white neighborhood, but I did identify myself with the other black people that grew up the way I did, and you can't fault him for that. And I feel like people calling up and giving him attitude for making him, feel wrong for the way he grew up and the way he is just wrong. And I just wanted to tell him that, don't let them get you down, because there aren't a lot of unsnappy black women. I'm a black female, and I get snappy myself sometimes, and I can see where he's coming from, and maybe he hasn't seen, the other side of, black females who are nice, and I just want to tell him to keep his head up.
Thank you.
And you know what? I wanted to say this to you as well, Brandon, because I'm not saying you have the right to not want to be bothered by a snappy woman. Who wants to be bothered by a woman with an attitude? Every woman develops an attitude, right?
I just raised my hand.
it's a turn on for me.
But what I'm saying is, my thing is, when Bert mentioned that, I felt strong about that. What I feel about that is that you, as a man, if you have anybody approach you with attitude, you have to address it. You can't just veer away from black people, black women. You know what I'm saying? So if you have dealing with a strong woman, period, you may encounter some sort of adversity. But as a man, you have to learn how to address it. There's been plenty of times that I've dealt with strong women and had to pull them to the side. Like, listen, calm your little ass down a little bit. You may have to address it.
You don't say that. No, you don't.
But in a way.
But Carl's saying don't run away from it.
Don't run away from it, dude.
I mean,
just manning up on anything. That's manning up on anything. Women, whatever you have to deal with.
Hey, Maya, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I was calling because I'm a black woman, and I agree with Carl. Brandon can choose to date whoever he wants to date, and I think that's fine. I just don't think he should put the statement out there that, snappy finger black women he tries to stay away from. And I also want to say that I just don't feel like black women should be calling, getting mad at Brandon, because I don't think tomorrow we'll wake up and see that all the black women in the state of Georgia have taken the bridge because Brandon doesn't want to date us. It's fine. We're good, Brandon.
I mean, if every woman who's taken the bridge that didn't want to date me, there'd be about three females left in Atlanta. So I understand. I don't take that personally.
Hey, Asia, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi. I just have a question for you guys.
Yeah. What?
Lately, I've been hearing a lot of, I'm just wondering why you guys are so racist.
Why we're racist?
I mean, because lately it seems like all you guys talk about is black women and how black women are, and how, at one point I heard Melissa compare being gay to being black. So,
when? Today? I didn't do that today.
Not today. It was a while ago, and I tried to call in, but I never got in. But I
can't respond because I don't know what you're talking
about. Kind of messed up. I just don't understand.
So, are you uncomfortable with discussions about race?
I mean, I'm not uncomfortable with it. I mean, I get that or whatever. But it's just the way you were comparing, a black person to being gay. It's not the same at all.
We're not even talking about that.
That's why I'm just like, I don't understand.
If I could remember the context, I could respond. But I mean, I don't know how long you're talking. You know, how long ago and what context and what you're talking about.
She was mad weeks ago, and she just wanted to call in.
And this morning, I said that snappy finger black women turned me on.
Hey Ashley, welcome to the show.
Me too.
Hi, I'm a white female, and I am offended by what Brandon has to say because, boy, you think we don't have attitude? I'll show you attitude. I'm a redhead, so don't tell me that I don't have attitude.
You got a snappy finger ginger lady. Yes. Oh, no.
Fire in the hole.
Hey, Ashley, thank
you. You need to be with Carl's side and say that every woman can have an attitude.
Hey, Ashley, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Brandon's just the punching bag today.
After this, I just determined I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. I'm dedicating my life to sports. But no, though, man, Brandon's a real good dude. Real good personality. Let his light shine whenever he needs to, man. But you're just young, dude. Hang with me sometimes.
Carl's going to straighten you out. Carl takes care of every guy in his family. He's got nephews. There are people in this world who send their kids to Carl and say, hey, this is your nephew, and Carl just believes him and takes him in and straightens the kid out and sends him home.
Exactly.
Camp Carl.
You're on The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
I'm not OCD about anything in my life except for one thing. I don't care how clean my place is. I'm not very organized. I don't count steps. I don't have to wash my hands a certain amount of times a day. I'm just not an OCD type person. I'm just not that way. But noticing last week, because the vending machine was just filled.
Oh, no.
There happened to be some Chex Mix in there. Very OCD about any kind of snack that has more than one thing in it, like Chex Mix. So it could be like the Doritos ones. They have like a snack mix or like any kind of
That's
those
a good one.
Snack mixes.
They do?
Oh, so good.
Doritos has a mix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're bomb. They have the ranch ones and the cheese ones.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
They've cheese veered away from superior. The classic, man, and it's a good change.
Sweet. It's really awesome. Good. Like they have Cheetos and pretzels. Anyways, in the Chex Mix ones, I have a specific order I have to go into.
Okay, so which order do you have to eat them in?
I have to start, because I go from my least favorite to my favorite. So I start with the pretzels. So pretzels are my least favorite when it comes to Chex Mix. And then I go to the breadstick ones. So those little breadstick
looking
things. I like
those.
Those are my second to last favorite. They're okay.
I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah. Nope. And then I have to go to the brown Chex Mix, not the lighter colored ones.
They're almost like pumpernickel.
Yeah, those ones don't taste as good.
Oh, my God. Really?
And they're a little denser. They're not quite as light and fluffy.
Right. Yeah. They don't taste as good. And then you get into the lighter tan ones because they have a little bit more flavor. So you have to pick those ones out. And then you go to the ones that are mixed between the different color to both. You get like only like three of those in a pack. You're like lucky because those have the most flavor.
Okay.
And then you've got to go to the bagels because the bagel chips are like sparse and like sparse.
Those
and
these are the best.
Those are bomb.
Flat brown, and they're almost like discs, but they're like twisted discs.
They're the bomb. But if I miss an ingredient or if I miss a pretzel, I can't go back and eat that pretzel. Like, I have to continue.
Do you throw it away when you're done? Okay.
Because I want to save the best for last, and this is the only thing that I'm ever concerned about getting in the right exact order.
One category at a time.
I know others that are OCD about Snickers, how they have to sort of eat the top layer first, then you got to go down to the nougat, then you got to go to the inside.
My friends did this, went around all the sides, then the top, then the nougat, then the bottom.
You can get OCD about your candies. Hey, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, Wendy was just talking about how OCD she is about her Chex Mix.
Yeah, weird thing. I never eat them all together. I eat one at a time, and I do start with the least sweetest first.
Yeah.
So weird. Wendy, well, I'm with you.
Okay, good. As long as I'm not alone. I mean, I feel better in a group, but it's bizarre.
It is the topic that has brought together an entire community. Hey, Jeff, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Love you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm totally with Wendy on the Chex Mix deal. I eat them in that exact same order.
You do?
In that
same order.
Weird.
Y'all should go out.
I know.
You guys could love each other.
Are you single?
Do what?
Are you a single guy?
Yes, I am.
This might be destiny right here.
Wait a second. Y'all need a Chex Mix date.
Don't you hang up.
Don't you hang up. Don't you go anywhere.
Don't you go anywhere. Hang on.
Together.
Wendy, you are not alone, sister. Yes. Good morning, Renee. You're on Q100.
It is so weird.
I just wanted to let Wendy know that she could buy a whole bag of those brown bagel chips by themselves and she wouldn't have to go through all that
trouble.
That
it's not the same, though.
It's not the same because they've got to be like in there sparingly because that's why they're so good because you don't get a lot of them. And so they're just in there and you're like, ooh, I've got to save the best ones for last.
There's something about the hunt and there's something about doing it in the proper order that makes it totally worthwhile.
I think that's partially it.
It's the same thing with the peanuts inside of Cracker Jacks. They're so good, but I would never get just a box of those peanuts. But throughout the whole box of Cracker Jacks, I'm really looking forward to the peanuts more than the popcorn.
It's the reason why you play the lottery. If you won the lottery every week, it would be fun.
Absolutely would.
It's like a stuffed crust pizza.
That's true.
What do you mean?
It's like a stuffed crust pizza. You're like eating the pizza just to get to the stuffed crust. That's the best part. But you can't just buy a ring of the stuffed crust pizza.
No,
that's just
stuffed
not the
crust
same.
Pizza is a waste. It's never as good as you think it's going to be. You eat the entire slice, then you get to the stuffed crust, and the cheese is cold in the middle.
Not mine.
Ew.
Hey, Shannon, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
I like it. Cold cheese.
Okay, well, first off, I completely disagree with Jeff about the stuffed crust. That's exactly how you're supposed to eat it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're wrong.
And secondly, like, I completely agree with Wendy, because my Kit Kats, I have to eat them one bar at a time, and I have to eat all of the chocolate off of them, and then I have to eat each wafer individually.
Yeah.
Really? I will say that I don't do the partial. Because if I'm getting a candy bar, I'm eating it. But it is weird that I can only eat one Kit Kat at a time. I can't eat, like, I have to break
it apart.
Like
the double one?
Yeah, the double one. I have to break it apart and one at a time.
And it's like, it doesn't feel right for me to eat an Oreo. Just take a bite into an Oreo. You got to twist it. You got to eat one side of the Oreo. Then you got to lick the cream out. Then you got to have the other half.
And we've all made fun of the way Bert eats an ear of corn, like puts the whole thing in his mouth from the tip and twists it around until all the little kernels come off.
I don't really do that, but I think you probably see it that way for some reason. We got to get into that.
This is The Bert Show.
Hi, so today is Wendy's Day for commencement speeches.
Yeah, everyone is getting ready to graduate, whether that be in high school or college, and we have all had the assignment to write commencement speeches as if we're giving them to the graduating class of 2010. So I did my speech more based on college students that are graduating and going in for their first job interview and their first jobs out in the real world.
Okay, so class of 2010 here, listen up.
They've been through 4 rigorous years of strict teachers, read millions of textbooks, faced the pressures of social statuses, and have taken essay upon essay. They'll all be heading out into the real world after tonight. This is your class of 2010. for the past 4 years, you've practiced, studied hard, prepared for that first audition. You're ready for that first job, ready to face the judges. Of course, there will always be the Simon Cowell-like bosses. They nitpick at you, comparing you to other contestants, and in this case, other employees, criticizing your every flaw and picking on that one typo in your email. Well, don't let them deter you. Use spell check next time and just carry on. But then ask yourself, do you really want to work for a guy who's not coming back to the company next year anyway? If you work hard enough, you can always apply for his $107 million job. Then there are the Cara DioGuardi-like coworkers. They like bits and pieces of you, but you're new, not as experienced, so they can always find something that needs improvement. These Cara people are usually still new to the company. They have, let's say, 1 year under their belt, but they've been in the same career field for a while, so they know it all. Now, if you come in looking like Casey James, you may not have to worry about any improvements in the workplace because you're hot. Simply because you are hot. Anyways, lesson here, truly know your full potential. There's always a need to improve and better yourself at work and in life. Yo, dog, yo. All right, look, listen. Your goals are never out of reach. You may feel like giving up, hear a lot of Randy comments. Dude, it just wasn't good enough along the way. But be patient. Keep working hard, and you'll finally hear, you've got a hot one tonight. And you know you can always count on the Ellens in your life. These are your friends, the people who want you to do the best you can, encourage you, and give you advice. And sometimes it's in the form of jokes that don't make any sense. Of course, there may also be the Susan Boyle or two that show along your journey to the top. Sure, they're more experienced than you are, but that's because they've been waiting 60 years to finally come out and shine. They see you about to graduate, apply for that first major job, and then they come out and belt out a perfect resume. Well, I've got news for you. You've got a perfect resume, too. You're young. You have determination. You've got the knowledge to take the stage and a fashion sense and good teeth. Sometimes you may feel like that Aaron Kelly, young, scared, unsure out in this big old world, but no, there's always a Bauer Sox in you. You have the goods. You have the qualities to achieve exactly what you've set out to do. Your stage is set. You are the class of 2010.
There we go.
Congratulations.
Good job. Commencement speech of 2010. You learn a lot from watching American Idol.
Absolutely.
It's the Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, bachelorette parties here. So this is the time of year that we start getting these emails. Look, I'm supposed to be heading up the bachelorette party. I have nowhere to go. I have party favors. I have nothing to do. We've given you guys a couple of great categories that are all up on our website right now. Yesterday, we covered different unique games you can play at your bachelorette party.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
More than just suck for a buck.
Right. Yeah, we have, maybe like 8 or 9 different ideas up there. Really cute ideas.
And the day before that, we covered what?
We did Location. The best bachelorette-friendly bars.
That's right. Okay, so those are up online right now. I don't know how many calls we're going to get on this, but today I think we are focusing on strippers.
Yes. Yep. So some bachelorette parties want to do the whole stripper experience, and we're wondering who is the best stripper for a bachelorette party?
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it
Bianca, didn't you say you like knew the number one stripper in Atlanta or something like that? Come over here.
Oh, come on up.
First
come
all,
on
we got,
up, Bianca.
Come on up.
We got a couple of questions for
hey,
you.
Hey, and Bianca, you're only supposed to call Bert Luscious off the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Here's her at Mike Music. And didn't you say, like, you know the name of the number one male stripper?
Yeah, Luscious. He was on Chili's show.
Luscious.
Where does he work at, or is he, like, independent?
Body
well, he's part
Inc.
of ATL Bad Boys.
What's that?
What is that?
It's like the Bad Boys of Atlanta. It's the Atlanta Strippers.
Okay.
That's the reality
and
show Bert's doing.
They're called ATL Bad Boys.
It's Bert it and Luscious and Crucial
yeah,
and all
Bert,
that.
Yeah, and pictures on the
Chocolate
website.
Chocolate Thunder and me.
Vanilla Chip.
404-741-Q100. We can put you on the voice disguiser because you don't want your husband to know that you were at a bachelorette party
right.
or they had male strippers. So we'll put you on the voice disguiser and just tell us the name of the dude that you were really impressed with that stripped for you, and we'll put it up online. So Luscious, how does he become number one? Is there a competition? Yeah. Is there a ranking system?
A ruler?
Well, he puts this show on like every year, and all the ladies come out for him. Oh. And yeah, oh, he's really good. You have to look at it. Go on YouTube. Luscious ATL Bad
Luscious,
Boys. He's really good. ATL he's Bad like Boys. He has a lot of views on YouTube.
I bet.
I mean, you just have like? To see it. And he's 40, but he doesn't look like it.
He's a 40-year-old, and he's the number one. There's got to be some young buck take him out.
He doesn't look his age at
just
all.
Just for the record, be really careful Googling Luscious Atlanta Bad.
Well, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy in a little itty-bitty Speedo showing his junk.
Oh, no.
He's really good.
There's, yeah.
Ooh, I'm nervous.
And he's $300 an hour, so he has to be good. He's very expensive.
$300
an hour.
Definitely and not the website.
For 1 hour.
Oh, we're going to go back. Why?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it a full moon?
Wow. Is it right in your face?
I went to that
it
one.
Wasn't,
too.
That wasn't even the right.
Well, yeah, it wasn't Luscious.
I'm okay. Really, like, taken aback. Wow. I need a minute.
Before we continue to talk about Luscious here, we only got one call from somebody brave enough to call up and say that they've been to, they've had a male stripper come in and thought that he was great. Hey, Danielle, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
His name is Romance. And he is
romance.
Amazing.
Romance is good also.
How
and he's
know?
Very sexy.
How do you know
Bianca?
She's a stripper
kind of
expert.
Of strippers. Yeah.
How do you know all this?
I've been to a bachelorette party before.
One?
Last year. One. And my sister's getting married next in 3 weeks.
And so. both Romance and Luscious were at the same bachelorette
party? And my sister's
friend
used to date Romance. One of her friends used to date him. So, and I've seen him. He's very cute.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Romance. And he is also part of...
I don't think he's a part of ATL Bad Boys. He's a part of another group. I don't
like
think
a rival
so.
Stripping group?
They have a strip-off.
Yeah.
Can't we all just get along? All right, Danielle. Danielle, what made him so special?
The whole package, if you get what I mean.
I think you pretty much just said it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good dancer and seems to accommodate the women.
All right, goodbye. Well,
thank you.
So we've got Luscious and Romance, and that's it.
That's it, man.
Man.
Yeah, Wendy and I have been over at Wendy's computer,
nope.
And you just got to be careful.
Yep, no. Nope.
You said
I'm
it was
not
on
researching.
YouTube, some of the Luscious, like, because when you look up...
Oh, I don't want to look up anything else on this computer. It's going to... Yeah.
We haven't had that problem since Adam Bomla.
It's not men, and... it's not what you're going to be looking for.
Oh, don't
for.
You? Bianca has a bookmark. She'll get it for you.
Oh, okay.
Here is Craig. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I helped a friend throw a bachelorette party for her friend, and heard a guy from Top Shelf Entertainment. His name was Vince, and she said he was pretty good.
Vince. That was the guys that we used to have do our administrative assistance bus.
Okay.
Top Shelf.
Was Top
That's
Shelf
right.
Entertainment.
I okay. That sounded familiar.
Fantastic. Thank you for the tip.
No problem.
There's an obvious joke there. I ain't going down
Thanks
that road.
Ha,
hey.
Clever.
Hey, you.
All right, so we have Romance, we have Vince, and we have Luscious.
There's a guy I just found online. He's part-time, nights only, weekends, Ray Mariner.
Are you
Seems
on,
familiar.
Are you on Craigslist again?
Yeah. It's a familiar name. How do we know him?
Don't ring a bell.
I don't know.
Here is Dawn. She's on the voice disguiser. Hey.
Hey. Hello. I have a suggestion. He actually has nights and weekends and at the Coronet Club, and his name is Daniel.
Daniel from the Coronet Club.
Now, if you go to a place like the Coronet Club, right, and there's a dude on stage and he's doing his thing, can you ask him to do a private show like for a bachelorette party? Or do they?
Yeah,
that's protocol.
I think it is.
You don't have to go through some dancing pimp or something like that.
There may be a dancing pimp involved, but I'm not aware of one.
I'm guessing they handle their business directly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel from the Coronet Club, and what makes him so special?
Great body, and he can actually dance.
Okay.
All right.
He's going to mix the name up, though. Like, Daniel's not a stripper name. Daniel's the guy who hired to tutor you in math.
What's up? My name's Dan.
Yeah. That's how he shows up as your math tutor, and then it gets a little wild.
Isn't he an Elton John song?
Let me school you.
Daniel's an Elton John song. He's not a stripper. Here is Katie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. No. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to call. I went to a 80th birthday party.
Oh, boy.
At the Coronet Club about 2 weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy there, and his name was Dylan, or at least he told me his name was Dylan.
Right. Uh-huh.
He's been there a long time.
And, well, I don't know if it's the same Dylan, but he was very, very hot, nice body, very good with the people, and very receptive to everybody. So he was the nicest one. And then there were a couple other guys that maybe if you were interested in something a little, as Rihanna says, go a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of those as well, but Dylan was very attractive.
So the other guys would take it to another level?
Yeah, as the 80-year-old said, she said that when she saw that was something that she would see grazing out in the pasture somewhere.
Wow.
She'd
see something
pasture.
Like that okay. grazing. Just so you know, did you also bring out the stripper called Defibrillator?
Absolutely not. She did not need it at all.
Mm. All right, Dylan from Coronet Club. We can put him on the list also. Melissa, how did you know about Coronet Club?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, there's plenty of women that have gone to strip clubs, and I have gone to Coronet Club because they're back a while ago when there were other staff members here at the station, and our offices used to be in Buckhead. There would be trips. A lot of women would take group trips up to the Coronet Club, and so I would hang out with them. And
for lunch.
There was a Dylan there that, and I'm assuming it's the same Dylan because he was the cutest of all of them at that time too. So I'm fascinated he's still there.
Stacey and I have been there a couple of times. They've got dudes on one side and girls on the other. At least it used to be like that. I'm not sure if it's like that anymore.
At the time, yeah, they did that then too. But the guys, there was far more. You know, the guys were higher, I think, caliber.
Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're putting together this bachelorette party like survival guide, and today we're concentrating on best male strippers in Atlanta. Who do you have?
I have Romance. I got to put a vote in for him.
Okay.
Okay.
He did both my bachelorette party and my sister-in-law's bachelorette party. We married twins.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's adorable.
Okay, so he's doing something special.
Yeah, he does something special, and he's big girl friendly, too.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you. He does divorce parties, too, ladies.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's
I bet
right.
Those
what
would
a
be
great
more,
idea.
Those would be wilder than yes. bachelorette
yes.
parties.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Oh, those dudes, wow. To be a male stripper at a divorce party, I know what's happening there.
Didn't Sheree have one of those on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I think so.
Didn't she have a big divorce party? I thought she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's right. Last season, I heard. I hate when I do that.
Christina, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi. I have heard that Clydesdale's, the new male strip club that used to be Tiffany's on Howell Mill, is supposed to be awesome and tons of fun.
Yeah, that name keeps coming up. Clydesdale is a new, and this is all just dudes dancing there?
Yep, just dudes.
That's what it's supposed to be. I didn't go, but a coworker went and she said it was tons of fun and that it was really hot.
Maybe the greatest name.
Yes, Clydesdale's. Yes.
Oh, look, check it out. Daniel the stripper is on the phone.
Oh, awesome. Daniel.
Stripper
Hey, guys. Do y'all remember me from actually doing Secretary's Day back in the day?
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, how I came up I and actually met Bert. I came up to the studio, and it was me and Cortez. And I did this for a while, and then we went on the fur bus, and then we went out and we danced for a bunch of secretaries.
Are you still doing your thing?
Yeah, I'm still working at the Coronet Club.
Right. I think he's the guy, remember, I think he accidentally sent his junk on your hand.
What was that?
I don't think it was an
accident. Well, that's how he shook your hand, Jeff.
Well, when you're built like Daniel, you can do that. All right, Daniel, so a whole bunch of people called up about you, so congratulations, dude. You're at the top of your game.
Hey, I appreciate it. I actually just do my best in entertaining at the club. I'm there Thursday through Saturday.
every weekend.
Do your thing, man.
Is the rest of the, are, the rest of the time, are you in the gym?
Yeah, I'm pretty much during the week. I'm working out and I'm tanning, and I actually have a full-time job as well. But that's why I have my regular name as Daniel. And the reason why I don't have a classified stripper name is because girls ask you a lot, "What's your real name?" Mm-hmm. And it's just easy to say, you know, Daniel's my real name. And it's, you know, because I'm like, well, what can you do with the first name?
But is your real name like Thor?
No.
Well, that's the beauty is that they're never going to believe that. You say Daniel and they're like, whatever. Really, what is it? All right, one last one here. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, yes, I have a funny one for you guys.
Okay,
so his name is Asian Thunder. And if you're looking for just a really good, fun time with your girls, he is perfect.
In what way?
Well, he'll come over and dance for you, then he'll fix your computer.
He's just this tiny little Asian man, and it's hilarious.
Is he a tiny little Asian man in all areas, or is he just a short little Asian man?
Can I not answer that?
Why?
So, all areas.
Didn't you see his chapsticks?
So is it kind of a pair? He's like a parody, stripper.
Yeah, but he is just such a good time.
But it's more for laughs than it is for.
That's important information.
Definitely. That's very important. Yeah.
It's very important information for women. So he's not built like Daniel.
No, okay. Absolutely
right.
Not.
That is a guy that is so secure about himself that he's like, I have a small penis and I'm going to celebrate it.
Don't save it!
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show.
So my wife was just on here, and she said she'd been smoking on and off now since she was 15 years old. But this weekend, she's turning 40 years old, and the night after our big old blowout, our big old party on Saturday night, the morning after, that's it. She's done smoking. John here was listening and must have some experience with this because she must have said something that's making him think, ain't going to happen. She's not going to quit.
Why?
What's up, John?
Well, here's the deal. I've been smoking on and off for close to 25 years now. And she's talking about, and I've also heard a couple of call-ins talk about how you're taking days away from your kids and, you know, this is all about really meaning something. Well, if it really means something, quit today. Stop today. Don't pick up another cigarette. Don't buy another pack. Don't bum another cigarette. It doesn't mean anything if you're planning ahead because then you're still doing it. When religious people decide that they believe in God, it's not about, maybe I'll do it in a week. It's about right now.
I just think different people deal differently with the end of that. Like what might work for one person is probably not going to work for the other.
I think when you have a quit date in mind, you can sort of prepare yourself for whatever withdrawals you're going to go through, you can kind of just get your mind straight around it. I had a quit date, and it was the day that I went to that
hypnosis.
You had
a few of them.
Yeah, I'm sure. But like I think many smokers do. I mean, I think you go through time and time again until you finally get it right, you know, and hopefully this will be the last time for Stacey. But I think planning ahead on a quit date is a smart thing to do. And I would say most, you know, quitting experts or books you read or whatever say that. I don't think there's anything wrong with what her setting it in the future, getting her mind wrapped around it, and getting really, really ready to do it, because it's going to take a lot of willpower.
And what was your final reason for actually following through on your quit date?
I didn't think that it suited who I am. I didn't want it to be part of what defined me. And that's what I went into the hypnosis with, is like, I don't think this is the one thing I hate about myself. And that's what I said to the hypnotherapist. And he said, that's a pretty strong reason not to smoke anymore. And so it was more about my definition of who I am and how it really didn't go along with that at all.
So, John, does that make any sense? Does that give you any reason to believe that this quit date will really be my wife's quit smoking date?
It makes sense. But the fact of the matter, is she going to be getting help with this? Because it is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And without help, she won't quit. She won't stop. It might reoccur again in 3 or 4 years. Yeah. It's going to happen again.
See, I think the thing, I mean, because I do believe different people, different. I quit cold turkey, threw the cigarettes out the window, didn't have a planned date, just in a spontaneous moment, threw the cigarettes out. And I have not picked up another cigarette again. And that's been, you know, almost 15 years ago, or maybe 14 years ago. And the one thing that she said that resonated with me is the fact that it's not a choice anymore. It's, you know, it's not a choice. It's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you have that mindset, then you just don't go back. I mean, because I don't give in to, because of course I wish that smoking was not unhealthy. Yes, it's fun to smoke. Yes, I enjoy smoking. Yes, I hated having to quit. But you don't concentrate on that. You just move on. I mean, it's, you know, throw a few sunflower seeds in your mouth and you're fine, you know. And so I think when she said that, that's why I realized that she really... That really is going to help her if she continues that mantra in her mind.
Bert, you know what you could do is buy her just tons of gum, mint gum.
Yeah.
Just sugar, you know, sugar-free, whatever, mint gum. I have it around me all the time now and just pop one in.
That's fine. I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever
I said sunflower
takes.
Seeds because that's the oral fixation. I had to take the shells out.
Get that
that's
too.
What helped me is because you get used to the fingers going into, you know, your lips.
A big basket of them.
How about chewing tobacco instead of that?
Oh, perfect.
There's something that you can constantly put in. Yeah.
A little bit of dip, but not too much because you'll vomit if you try it too. If you swallow the spit with it in it.
You'll vomit,
and that's not cool, but you know.
It's a hot look. It's undeniable.
But you know what? There's also competitions about spitting. You know, there's spitting competitions, so it could become a sport.
It could be a big money winner.
Get sponsorships.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.